I've got a list of things I just want to talk to you about briefly. Before I send you out with your, I don't know if I have all the FFA advisors in here, but they'll be joining your room soon because there'll be a chairperson in every room with you. So if you're not familiar with the rules or you have a question about the rules, they can help you out, okay? And then we have some high school helpers over here, and I have an abundance of them, which is wonderful to see this morning. And they will help guide you to your room, number one, if you're not familiar with the building, because one comment we get about this building a lot is we get lost, okay? There are maps. If you would like one, I can have one of the runners grab one for you and get it to you, and we'll go from there. But they're there to help you to run and get things for you. If you need some supplies, if you are thirsty, hungry, we can help you out, okay? If you didn't notice, we did have donuts when you walked in, water there. If you want to take some with you, you sure can. We'll have cookies later for you, and I'll mention later, but inside of the packets, there'll be a ticket on there that you guys can sign up for a meal, okay? And you can do a breakfast or a lunch, doesn't matter. And then after you're finished, you can go get that meal from the cafeteria where we're having the concession stand at today. And the concession stand today is being run by the FFA alumni, so I'm great that they came in and did that for us. And they usually use their funds to help the FFA chapter out. So that's a great win-win relationship there. So just a few things I want to talk about before I release you guys and get you guys out there to your rooms. First of all, I just want to say thank you. Okay. Yeah. Already today, yes. this week. You guys are going to laugh because I used to do this all the time at our banquets. It's been a lot of long hours this week. Where's my water at? a lot of great faces to see here. A lot of former students that I haven't seen in a long time. Thank you guys for traveling here. Whether you're a fellow teacher, a former ag instructor, former student, an industry expert, or you just got roped into this because you know me. That happens all too often. But it's great to be in a community that is able to come together and support one another. Today you're going to get a chance to glimpse into what it looks like as an ag teacher and really see how awesome these kids are. Some of them have been preparing for months. I know some of them wrote their speeches last fall and have been working on them since then to make them what they are today. So I'm just so thankful that you're here to listen to them. In your room, there's going to be a packet. In fact, the packet will be sent with you. There are rules in there. There are score sheets and comment sheets. I mentioned already there'll be a chairperson in there. There will also be the helpers outside to help you. And the most important thing is to mark two individuals, and I'll mention this to the chair people too if they're not in here right now, to mark two individuals that are going to advance onto state competition in April in Ames. And we want to make sure that we also mark an alternate and a second alternate as well, okay? So that we make sure if somebody can't make it for some reason at state contest, that we get those alternates there to compete. Today you're going to see the best of the Southwest, okay? And it'll be a lot of fun. Some of you, I know when I talk to you, you're like, I don't know about this. But I promise you, by the time you get through the second person, you're going to have a good understanding of really what you're doing, okay? And you're going to have a barometer of how you're going to move your scoring. And at the end of the day, if your personal score sheets don't match how you want them to place, that is okay, okay? Because at the beginning, you might have scored them a little bit lower because you weren't exactly sure what the rest of the contest was going to look like, okay? Those individual score sheets that you have, those contestants will not see those. Those will be destroyed, okay? That's just for your reference, for you to identify what you think the score is going to be. The comment sheets, those are the most important sheets today. Those are the ones that the contestants are going to get back. So be detailed, okay? Write what they did really well. Give them really good comments and good feedback. If they have weaknesses, tell them that, okay? Tell them what you would like to see them change. And then there's a spot for other comments. So if there's other things that you're just thinking about, maybe it's not a weakness or a strength, but you're thinking that, you know, there's a couple things that maybe I would change just to make it a little bit better and enhance it a little bit more, write that in the other comments. There's a whole backside of the comment sheet, too. If you want to keep writing, keep writing, okay? That's what I mean. Be detailed, okay? They are going to appreciate that a lot. There's some contestants that may not move on today, but they may come back and do the contest next year. That's going to help them, okay? When the contest is over, you have signed the gold sheet that's in here. You have all agreed to the gold sheet and the final ranking as a group of judges, and you give it to your chairperson, you are free to go, okay? There is an itinerary on the schedule. There is some things going on this afternoon, a final session. If you want to stick around for that, that'd be great. We will recognize some academic achievement awards. We'll recognize national chapter awards. We will recognize our winners. And finally, we'll recognize our new district officer team as well. So if you want to be around, that's great. If you have questions for me, I'll probably be in here in the library, or I'll be running around. Okay, most likely running around. Okay. So if there's questions or something you think we're missing, I'll get you taken care of as soon as we can. Big thing is we try to get started by 9 o'clock. I know that we have a holding room, that there are some contestants that need to get in there and prepare for half an hour, so we're going to try and pull them out by 8:30 so you guys can start on time. Alan, did you have a question?
Gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Gold, silver, bronze rating. So not only do you need to place your top two and have an alternate your first alternate and second alternate, but you're going to give them a rating too, a gold, silver, and a bronze. There also is participant, but I don't see any reason why you should give participants. And if there's some reason you want to give that to somebody, you come see me first, okay? Now, you can give every contestant a gold. If you think they're all outstanding, they can all get a gold rating today, okay? But it matters that you place them first, second, have a first alternate and second alternate. That is important. Now, you can have one gold and a whole bunch of silvers. It could be all over the board. It's up to your guys' preference. And you individually as a judge, you might give them a different rating than another judge, a different gold, silver, or bronze rating. At the end, we compile that together. And if we have two golds and a silver, we give them a gold overall rating. Okay? Or if we have two silvers and one gold, they end up with a silver overall rating. Does that make sense? You don't have to be in agreement on that part. What you do have to agree on is first and second, and first alternate and second alternate. That makes sense? I hope so, because that was a lot of words and a little bit of time. All right. Did I miss anything else? Any FFA advisors in the room? I know some of you didn't hear all of it.